This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
High noon! Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got a Keefe for Madness scheduled for 1245. We got your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can jump in here and discuss Drake May. Scheduled to hit the podium any moment. He already made us wait months and months and months.
Yeah.
So what's another 10 or 15 minutes?
Why
we'll
not?
See whenever he elects to grace us with his presence. You'll hear that live here on Jones and Keefe. If we start to mix in more Bill and Jordan conversations, I know a lot of you claim to not want to hear about that. Well, first of all, you can blame Bill and Jordan. Secondarily, you can blame Drake May for taking his sweet time.
Apparently miscommunication because we were all told 11:45. Even says it on their little graphic that they have on Patriots YouTube.
Maybe that's
been pivoted to noon. It's now past high noon.
Maybe he just found out they brought in an undrafted quarterback and he's upset about it, and so he's airing some people out.
Could be.
Like, wait a minute, there's another quarterback on this team?
Like, I don't think so. Not
How
so fast,
you?
My friends.
Yes, I'm going to give somebody a piece of my mind.
That's true.
Real quick, since this came out in the last 15 minutes, Mike Reese, among many of the beat reporters, said, mark the schedule. The Patriots anticipate announcing the 2025 inductee of their Hall of Fame early next week. Fan voting closed yesterday, so the voting's done.
Voting's in the books. Go ahead.
The finalists are Edelman, Mankins, Vinatieri.
I think they all should be in. I do think that Vinatieri should be in first out of that group, but my guess is if they really go based off fan voting.
If it's truly a fan vote.
I think Edelman will get in. Wildly popular. He's one of the most popular players in the history of the franchise, and it's more recent. Right, people have short memory. I myself, very short memory. So as incredible as Vinatieri was, he's had a long career after the Patriots.
Whereas
Edelman was all Patriots.
I would vote Vinatieri. Like, look, if they both get in back-to-back years, what are we really griping about? But who should get him first? Vinatieri should get him first. I don't think there's much debate. And I would push back. I wouldn't have Mankins in the team Hall of Fame. I think he's got a better shot at the NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, than the Patriots team Hall of Fame. But that's just me.
He's a good guard.
So it's the voting's done, but they're going to wait till next week. I don't quite get it.
It's a tease. It's like the NFL schedule announcement.
The Patriots also posted an update. What was the update there, Nick?
Please note that the team is currently holding an off-season workout. Times are approximate.
Okay. Wait, they're working out right now?
What'd you send us an email for if the times are approximate? Why'd you send us an email telling us when the press conference is going to be?
So he's going to talk at 11:45. Just kidding.
These times are all fluid.
Ah, the good old days. We're back.
You guys want hats? Just kidding.
That's true. Yeah, we're not getting hats. That's actually a good call. This is more like Belichick.
That's a good point.
Mayo would have these guys at the press conference.
He would.
They'd skip workout and practice to do press conferences.
What you want about Mayo. He'd cancel practice, though, so they could have they could talk to the media.
True. Yeah. They might not be working on anything football-wise, but they were on time. Those guys were on time. All right, let's push away from Drake May. We can circle back whenever
he bothers to talk.
We'll circle back to it. In the meantime, what do you want to do first, Keith? Do you want to replay our plans for Bill to let down Jordan easy?
Yeah.
You want to do that first or you want to get into their statements?
Oh, their statements?
Yeah.
Belichick
and CBS.
Well, let's do that actually first because when we got off the air, actually the last like 10 minutes of our show, there was one guy in the world that we never heard of that had the statement from Bill. And we were like, that's out there, but we don't want to get like
it was some UNC reporter. Right. It was some UNC reporter and Cotillo went to UNC. He retweeted it. We should have known right then and there.
Yeah, right.
But we read through the statement and there were a few lines that threw us off. But yeah, we didn't want to get, as you said.
Yeah.
Eric Shund.
So we read it. We're
sports
like,
talk ball sacked. We didn't want that to happen.
I'm like, this doesn't really help him. I'm like, this isn't great. It's not crazy. So it's like, I guess it's possible. A deep fake, as they would call it, Jones.
But it turns out it was true.
It's the real deal.
Here's a statement. North Carolina
now is going to like, get involved in this.
Yeah. Well,
this is like through North Carolina.
It's a statement on their website.
Right.
On the UNC football website, courtesy of Bill Belichick. He said, I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday to promote my new book, The Art of Winning. Lessons from my life in football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated to my publicist at Simon & Schuster, so not CBS, his publisher, that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Stop. Florio pointed this out. It's a great point. the idea that Jordan is off limits and we're only sticking to what's in the book. How did Bill refer to her again in the book, Keith?
Creative muse and idea mill.
So she's in the book.
Oh, she's in the acknowledgments. Yeah.
Okay. That's the acknowledgments are part of the book?
In the book, part of the 260-page book.
I believe, yeah. I would think that's part of the book. So I don't really get what Bill's stamping his feet about, but okay. He says, unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced. Poor Bill.
He was surprised.
Yeah, he's caught off guard.
He's only done interviews for 50 years, but he was surprised by this.
If he's truly surprised, then maybe that speaks volumes about
good point.
Modern-day acumen.
He might be.
And I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony DeCoppel, and the producers, I preferred to keep the conversation centered around the book. So Bill apparently is pleading. Guys, please, let's stick to the book.
Let's sell this
Stay
book.
On topic. Please, please, please. Please, I can't deflect questions. I haven't done that for 20-plus years. I can't deflect and ignore any question. Please, can we just please?
Maybe
let's
the
keep
goat,
it on topic, guys.
Maybe the goat at deflecting questions.
So that's what Bill wants us to believe.
Right.
He's pleading. Mm-hmm. He's just like, guys, please, would you stop?
Guys, I can't. This is too much to take.
After this occurred several times, I wonder how many several is, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship with,
wild,
stepped in to reiterate that point, to help refocus the discussion. You think it's wild he referred to her that way?
Yeah, kind of. I think it's funny that he put it so
That's the
bluntly.
Line that
yeah.
when we said we weren't sure if it was real or not yesterday initially.
Like that seems fake.
That's the line that struck me as fake, yes.
Because it's like, I'm surprised that he would even go there and just write that the way that it is. But also confirming all the reports that have been out there that she's his de facto manager and doing all this stuff. Because you're like, oh, okay, that's what people are hearing. That's what people are saying. But he's like, no. It's like, I guess business and pleasure, as it turns out.
She was not deflecting any specific question or topic. I mean, there was one that we saw, but maybe there were more.
She, for sure, we saw it, right.
Well, we saw one, but I think his contention is she was jumping in on a lot of these.
Yeah.
But simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. She did a great job of that. You know what? You know what keeps an interview on track? Storming off for 30 minutes.
Storming off and piping in every question like you're a defense attorney. Like that's not what you're there for.
That's what makes an interview go smoothly. Yeah. You don't understand PR, Keith. You see, what makes an interview go smoothly is interjecting, stamping your feet, walking out. Come on, Bill, we're leaving. We're leaving, Bill. I'm done with this, Bill. We're leaving.
Even though we set
Bill,
the topic.
Coming?
Even though we wanted to do this.
Yeah. Bill, are you coming? Are you coming with me? Or what are you doing?
Bad.
30 minutes later, they come back. That's how you keep an interview on track. You don't understand PR if you don't think that. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we've been very open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021.
Well, you weren't open in that interview about it.
Well, not
and that has really taken this thing off to another level.
Not that we saw. Released the full tape. Maybe they were very
Unless
open
they did
about
some
it.
Tricky editing and she was objecting to a different question when asked about.
I doubt that. But
I doubt it too.
If we get to see the full tape, we'll know. But that's Bill's contention. They're very open about it. I'm not sure they were in the interview.
So let me ask you this. Bill Belichick's written statement defending his girlfriend, whose idea was that?
Ooh, good question.
His girlfriend.
Yeah, probably.
She was like, Bill, they're saying all. Because first of all,
Who wrote the statement?
Well, also true. I kind of believe Bill when he's like, I'm on these social media things, but I don't really pay attention.
Oh,
I 100% agree with that.
I totally. He probably doesn't even know how to access it and look up the mentions.
So he might.
I totally believe that.
He might not be well aware of the backlash this interview got. No. Like, on his own. What do you mean?
You don't think he's aware of the backlash this is getting? Just because he doesn't have a social media account.
But
he watches ESPN and stuff like that. Like, he has to know.
Well, true. I guess if he's watching ESPN. But if he's not just, like, doing X's and O's in his playbook and talking to Michael Lombardi about, like, the 72 Raiders or whatever. Like, I think if he is not on Twitter, like, he himself is not actually on Twitter. If he's not actually on Instagram. If he's not actively, like, listening and watching all these shows and podcasts, which he probably isn't spending a ton of time doing. But I'm guessing his 24-year-old girlfriend is like, oh, I'm trending again today. I'm trending into positive, I assume. Positive.
10,000 new followers.
Oh, all negative. Mm-hmm. Like, legit all negative. So then she's having a hissy fit telling him, like, they're saying mean things about me. You need to defend me. Like, this is going to make it a lot better. So then he issues this. And then, like, less than an hour later, CBS is like, we got one for you.
CBS was ready to go. Here's the end of Bill's statement. This actually might be my favorite part.
Okay.
The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had. So again, does Bill want? What did
he wants like a long form
interview.
Did Bill
want to be the entire?
Come on a podcast,
CBS
then.
Sunday morning.
Go like, on Rogan.
That CBS Sunday is it an hour? Is it 40 minutes without commercials?
I don't know. Yeah,
Bill wanted maybe. He wanted the whole thing aired. Like he wanted the whole thing,
and only about what he learned in football. That's what they wanted to hear.
Yeah, the 8 minute. Yeah, they edit stuff out when they talk to you for 35 minutes. Spoiler alert: the whole thing's not making the news.
I have a feeling it won't.
I'm shocked it was 8 minutes. I thought that thing could have been 3 or 4. It didn't even need to be 8. You're lucky you got 8. He says that it covered a wide range of topics related to his career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills, the one still that everybody's seen with Jordan.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. CBS put out their statement, as you said, Keith, shortly after that. When we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. A CBS News spokesman said in a statement posted on Twitter, there were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed. So they both talked to the publisher. Bill didn't talk to UNC. Bill didn't talk to CBS, rather. CBS didn't talk to Bill. Somewhere the publisher's in the middle. They're both blaming the publisher in the middle of it. I would say CBS did stick to the book. Robert Kraft may not have been mentioned in the book. You can't ask about his boss for 24 years. That's talking about football and his exit from New England.
But also,
you can't ask about Jordan. She's in the book. So I think CBS, whether they communicated it directly to Bill or not, they communicated it to the publisher. All that stuff is fair play.
And, well, the Robert Kraft thing specifically is about the book, because the question is, why is he not in there? And so you chose not to put
him in there.
That's
a good point. That is about the book.
Very much about the book.
Great point.
That's proving that either the interviewer or at least somebody with CBS read the entire thing cover to cover and was confirming with him why he wasn't in the book. Is there like a reason for it or whatever? He's like, even in the acknowledgments. So that's all in the book. And then what you mentioned earlier, Jordan is in the book. So they mention her as well. Like, all right, that's interesting. Like, you know, this woman that you have not known nearly as long as Robert Kraft, or nearly as long as I'm sure most of the people in that acknowledgement section, you toss her name out there. Let's talk about that. But you don't want to talk about that. He thought the whole thing was going to be about like watching his dad coach at Navy.
Seriously.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, you come out in a Navy sweatshirt.
That's why I'm wearing the sweatshirt.
Yeah. So you made an interesting point earlier, Keith.
Thank you.
And Florio had highlighted this as well. CBS, they say, when we agreed. So Bill wanted to go in there. Bill wanted to do the interview. The publisher, probably more so, wanted to do the interview. Maybe Bill went along with it. But it's like, we're doing you. It's a news show.
Well, no, this is what
news show on Sunday morning for a national audience.
Yeah.
Do you think the dumb football coach writing a book is typically a big story? No, they weren't planning on doing that. Instead, what happened is the publisher probably reached out. They're like, Bill Belichick is an interesting figure.
Yep.
If he's promoting the book and we can ask him interesting questions, then we'll put it on our show. Do you think they just wanted him to drone on about the lessons he learned in football? Let me give you the lesson. Can I give you the lesson that he
Please,
learned?
Let's hear it.
He fell ass backwards into the best quarterback of all time and won a whole bunch.
That helps.
Like, that's the lesson. I could do that interview in 30 seconds.
So, you know what's funny is Bill clearly, I think, felt a certain way about Brady. And when Brady was with Giselle, and all of a sudden Giselle looked at Brady and was like, you need to be more of, like, a business. So then the next thing you know, like, TB12 launches. By the end of his time here in New England, he does, like, his whole Tom versus Time documentary and all the stuff that he didn't really want to do. And some might argue that that was sort of influenced by Giselle. Since Bill has been with Jordan, because now that you go back to 2021, like, remember when he did that Subway commercial and everybody was like, Bill's in a Subway commercial? He's never been in commercials.
Strange.
I would say she had her fingerprints on that.
Probably.
The Dunkin' Donuts Super Bowl commercial, the NFL red carpet, NFL Honors red carpet thing, being on Instagram and Twitter when he famously joked about those things for years about how he's not on them.
Yeah.
Now he's on them.
Tentacles,
Pat McAfee.
Tentacles, like, all over it.
Yeah, she won all these things. And I think some have been like, you know, no, I wouldn't say positive or negative. They've just been kind of neutral decisions, like whatever. But then something like this where she's like, you need to get out and promote your book and you need to get on this CBS morning show. I bet it was her idea. And then she's there and ends up backfiring on her. Like, she's not really a PR person. Because everybody was like,
no,
like, he was working with these people with the Patriots, like Berge, for like a long time. Now you have somebody who has zero experience doing it, and you're not even questioning it. You're just like going along with all of it. You're going to look foolish.
Pretty wild. Okay, final question. Something interesting in there.
Thank you, Phil.
Our list was, no, good question by Phil Perry, in all seriousness, to at least get to that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could have used a follow-up. But I was curious if he had roster input. Didn't answer that. Wasn't asked about it. Curious where he's been. Wasn't asked about that. and then the Joe Milton trade, finally, at the tail end of that, he gave an answer, which for him, he's pretty quick with these. For him, was a little meandering. So maybe we can pick at that, dig in on it. More on Jordan and Bill, our 60-second plans, her real estate holdings, and the latest from Drake May. We'll react to it.
opted to trade Joe this offseason. What was your reaction to
that? Yeah, I texted Joe. You know, me and Joe, we came in together. We learned the offense together. We were competing every day to see who could out-throw each other and practice, and obviously he's got a big arm. So it was cool for him to get a chance to go hopefully be a backup, and I think you saw him in the Bills game, his potential, and I think he's fun because we got kind of similar play styles a little bit, and it was fun relating to our similar college offense to this offense, and it was cool to kind of be in the room and have somebody to bounce off ideas or, hey, you remember doing this in college and stuff like that. So, pulling for Joe, and I know probably you never know, may play him again or see him down the road. So, thank you. Go Pats.
Jones and Keefe, you're on WEEI. Keefe for Madness comes your way 10 minutes from now.
Mark it down. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays at 12:45. We'll get you the week in review tomorrow at this time, or about 24 hours from now, I should say. So add that to the list as well. A couple of things jump out from Drake May. Number one, for him, he's not exactly the wordiest guy, Keith. That was a bit of a meandering answer.
A little bit.
Number two, he runs off the podium. As far as I can tell, I didn't see it. But he's like, hey, guys, thanks, go Pats. I'm out of here.
Go Pats.
No follow-ups.
No,
on Joe Milton.
Talking about Joe Milton.
Well, Stacey did say last question.
He did, but like that's never prevented people before from being like, hey, here's one more. Yeah, like, by the way, did you have any say in that, Drake? Like, he was running away from any follow-up questions about Joe Milton.
But he wishes him well as a backup. He's and like, then, he can go compete to be a backup.
Then this, he said, did he say it's cool for him to go get a chance to be a backup somewhere?
Yeah, he could have been the backup here. Talking about,
he was the backup.
He was legitimately the backup.
You'll get a chance to go hopefully be a backup and
hopefully be a backup.
Hey, things break his way. Maybe hopefully he's a backup.
Yeah, I mean he's got no chance of being a starter in this league. Hopefully he's got some chance of being a backup somewhere. Good for him. Really cool for him.
Milton was squawking about while he was here. He's like, I mean, I just really want to be a backup somewhere. Is that what got him traded, or did he want to be a starter? He's like he's not even close to me.
Nick, one more time. That was good from Drake.
That was a good line.
Yeah. You'll get a chance to hopefully be a backup. And
Hopefully
be a backup.
If it all breaks right, hopefully he's a backup somewhere.
It's like, I think they have two quarterbacks on their roster in Dallas, isn't he?
So I don't know. What do you choose to read into that answer? Like, to me, he's definitely ready for some level of Joe Milton question. We learned together. I texted him, by the way. He's fun. We had similar play styles. Cool to be in the room together. Yeah. I'm pulling for him. All this. Like, so he was ready for it,
I think so.
You need to be ready for it. Like, you can't be Bill up there getting asked about Jordan and, your PR.
How'd you meet? I don't know. Don't tell me.
We're not talking about that. So you can't be caught flat-footed. So good for him. He was prepared.
Yeah.
He ran away, like literally ran off the podium.
Yeah, he's fast.
Avoiding any follow-ups.
He uses his legs.
He moves very well.
Yeah, he does. He and Joe Milton have a similar game, he said.
But yeah, in there. Maybe
which is even crazier. Like, wouldn't you want your backup quarterback to have a similar game as your starter? He even confirmed.
I read that the same.
We play the similar kind of game.
We play a similar kind of stuff. We had fun trying to out-throw one another.
Which,
he's got a big arm, you know.
Which proved he's never won the throw-off between he and Joe Milton, which is no shame. I think most guys wouldn't.
Nope, that's true.
But yeah, he was like, Joe can go be a cute backup somewhere.
So read into that. Read into that how you want. I mean, Drake said everything's good, texting him, pulling for him. But then, that one little line in there, I'm rooting for him to maybe
hopefully be a backup.
If it all breaks right for him, fingers crossed, T's and P's, I'm hopefully that he'll be a backup somewhere.
Looks like Dallas, in addition to Dak Prescott and Joe Milton, also has Will Greer currently on their roster.
Nice.
Patriot legend.
Say, former Patriot on the roster.
Joe Milton should be able to defeat him.
He's on the roster a couple of times, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Greer? Yeah, probably.
Anything else jump out from Drake May? With the absence of two questions I wanted to hear, they finally got to Milton. Credit to Phil Perry. I was just wondering if anybody asked why he didn't talk to the media after the season ended. That was never asked. Where you been, Drake? How come we haven't talked to you since before the final game of the season? And also, does he have any roster input? He didn't get asked that directly. He did get asked about Steph Diggs, give a fun answer on that. He did say he has some input on the offense, but the absence of questions I wanted to hear outside of the Milton ones were the ones that jumped out.
We almost didn't get it. It was the last question.
Finally
got a Joe Milton question in there, and it was a lot of like off-season stuff. Somebody congratulated him on his engagement, so it was like it was a lot of just like whatever. I did like his line, though, about Steph Diggs, just about, he grew up watching him. He had him on his fantasy team. He played with him in Madden. Like, that sounds very relatable.
No, so
I like all that.
He had some line in there where he's like, he's played with a lot of quarterbacks. He knows what it takes. I'm curious to get his input. I'm like,
You may be now.
Careful what you ask for.
You may be curious to get his input right now.
No, I'm telling you, though.
You may not feel that way in, like, November.
I'm telling you, there is a honeymoon period, though, with Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
There is.
By about November.
He was the captain with the Texans last year. I did look.
He was. Good call. Okay, confirmed.
Good call.
And he was good.
He was such a good captain, they wanted him back, right?
No, they didn't.
They drafted two new receivers and let him go. So he was such a good captain, they wanted him back.
Those Cyclones, they couldn't turn down the two Iowa State guys. They just draft both of them.
At least they had ACLs.
Did they trade for Christian Kirk, too?
Yes.
So they have Kirk. Wow. All right.
Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, two rookies out of Iowa State.
Tank?
Could have brought. He's hurt. He's not going to be ready.
He's not going to play this year.
No. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon.
All right. Well.
But yeah, no, they were so enamored with Steph Diggs' leadership.
Listen, I'm just saying
they changed the whole receiver room.
Well, they also fired their offensive coordinator, which was really weird.
Yeah, no.
There's a story. Did we ever get that story? Not to go down that road, but Bobby Slowick was like this hot head coaching candidate after 1 year with Houston. After year two, they fired him.
Yeah. I think they felt, I mean, the story as I've, and maybe there's more behind closed doors, but like in terms of X's and O's,
they
fell in love with running the football, and it was like run on first down, run on second down. CJ Stroud's constantly in third and long.
Got it.
There must be more to the story. I'm with you on that.
It's just strange.
Because that's such a weird pivot.
Right.
But there you go.
There's Drake May.
Drake May earlier today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, if he really focuses and really tries his best, someday.
Yeah.
Joe Milton can be a backup somewhere else. Not a starter.
Hopefully with the Cowboys. Maybe I'll run into him when he's holding a clipboard somewhere. Like, hey, maybe.
All right. Something to read into there.
Yep.
We'll get back to Jordan, her real estate holdings. She is, now has quite the real estate portfolio.
Sure does.
How she's spending Bill's money. We'll give you some ideas on that. And we have the madness, Kiefer Madness, on the way next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
One commenter saying, quote, the way my soul would have left my body.
After a snake fell on her head.
All right, here we go. It is time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, once again this week, we have another creature story.
Nice.
The creature stories never stop. This one, thankfully, not a snake, so I can actually watch the video. And it's also a local madness.
Oh, good. We don't get a lot of these.
Massachusetts madness. Yeah. No, we really don't.
Florida kind of hogs most of them.
Most is like half Florida.
Yeah, and then you'll get your other random states. Yeah. And then every once in a while, we get a local one.
That's right. So here we go. Let's dive in, find out what's going on.
In a quiet neighborhood of the idyllic town of Rockport, Massachusetts, a site far from impeccable.
Kind of leaving it there.
Impeccable.
Impeccable.
Okay.
Kind of on the nose, but we'll continue.
A sight far from impeccable of broken car mirrors and windshields.
We seem to have a vandal in our neighborhood, and I'm describing him as, 18 to 24 inches tall, wearing black and white with a red hat.
Oh. So what? I was thinking 18 to 20. I was thinking turkeys. Turkeys are turkeys are a nuisance everywhere.
Yeah,
so I hear the pecking.
I'm like,
it's got to be those pesky turkeys.
Yeah.
There's 18 to 24. That's not a turkey.
It's a tiny turkey.
That's a little turkey.
Like a velociraptor in reality. Yeah, no, but we're usually good for like one turkey attack story a year. This is not turkeys, though.
Okay.
But it's vandals. They're causing all kinds of destruction.
It might be the leprechaun. Good call by Nick. Yeah,
Nick might be out of something.
The unexpected menace, a pileated woodpecker.
Pileated woodpecker.
I'm no expert on the different
kind of woodpeckers.
Breeds of woodpeckers.
Well,
is that the right way to say it?
Yeah. Based off of I believe a pileated woodpecker.
Pileated woodpecker?
Yeah, pileated woodpecker.
Oh, yeah, I see this little fella.
They basically have like little helmets inside their head, and that way they don't get concussions when they just drill into like a tree or a house, or in this case, cars. Terps get a photo of it there. It is a beautiful bird.
It's not a bad looking bird.
What are they, just like an instigator? What's the deal? Another Seinfeld reference today? What's the woodpecker's deal?
Is it an instigator?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much what he does.
Oh, would you look at that.
Whose likeness ironically inspired the mischievous classic cartoon Woody.
Right.
Known for his iconic laugh and the chaos that ensued.
Guess who?
Chaos. Yeah, chaos would ensue.
He is an instigator.
Yeah, you knew something was up. You had to stay on your toes if you saw Woody the Woodpecker. Guy was he's a wild man.
Really
for
was.
Weeks, the idea of an actual jailbird being the culprit behind all the damage had been lost on the neighborhood. That's when resident Janelle Favaloro snapped these photos of the rascal caught in the act.
The woodpecker showed up and landed on the windshield wipers of the RV in our yard and was looking at his reflection. And we were like, you know what? I bet he was the one that damaged the mirrors as well.
So she's a little bit of a sleuth herself. She was able to find out what
it's
was
like
going
these
on.
These mirrors are all dinged up. What's going on here? It's got to be this pesky little woodpecker.
It is a bit. It's not that little,
no,
though.
You're
when
right.
You think about a bird, if it's 2 feet long, like it's kind of intimidating when you see it.
Yeah, and then you see it.
Yeah.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see it on the car. It is a bigger bird than you'd think.
All right, I'll ask the question. 100 woodpeckers or one gorilla? 100 woodpeckers, one human.
That's the better question.
One human. 100
of those guys pecking away?
Yeah.
I think I got the woodpeckers.
Take the birds?
Yeah.
Take the birds.
Yeah.
She says the neighborhood nuisance is drilled into at least 25 other vehicles.
25 cars? This thing is destroyed.
Nice.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah, he has 24?
Yeah.
Good body count.
He knows what he's doing.
Nice.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
That's a different story. That's a different story altogether. That's not this one.
And her town isn't the only one squawking about avian antics.
Two Woody Woodpeckers on my neighbor's car trying to break his window.
That was Jordan's mom's shop. That was what they called it.
Nature's jackhammers are out in full force across the country, even pecking through homes in Canada, looking for a place to nest.
What do you think of that? These birds are all over the place.
There's pecking away looking in
all over
cars
North America.
And homes and all over North America. Well, Canada. Soon to be
America.
The United States. Yeah, all the same.
Yeah.
But okay, so they're pecking their way through North America.
They sure are.
Yikes.
Well, another flock of winged vandals is terrorizing cars in Kansas City.
We don't know exactly why the vultures targeted this neighborhood.
Wait a minute. The vultures? Hang on.
Oh, yeah, now they're vultures.
What's going on here?
Well, this is a whole bird story, Jones. It started in Massachusetts, but we're now in Kansas City. Yeah.
You did that damage, if you're watching on Twitter. That's a woodpecker? No, it's a vulture.
That's a vulture, but a woodpecker can cause a lot of damage.
Man.
If for some reason they feel like they need to get into your house, they can. There's no keeping those guys out. You're like spraying with bear spray. Get rid of them. You ever had like a woodpecker on like a gutter or something on your house?
They
just go, it's loud as hell.
I don't think so. I hear them on trees outside sometimes.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had one.
I go,
house.
Go on, get. You got to holler at him a little bit.
You got to
holler at him.
You
mace them.
Zootopia going on in your backyard with all
That's
the different
true.
Animals you have.
I do have a lot of woodland critters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experts say with spring in full bloom, love is in the air for many species. It could explain these wild behaviors.
This time of year is breeding season, so all these male birds, not just pileated woodpeckers, but all birds are getting into a very aggressive territorial courtship display.
Nice. There we go.
And now we're getting to it.
Is this what's going on with Bill?
That's right.
It's mating season.
Mating season down North Carolina.
It's acted a little off.
Could be.
That could be what's going on.
It could be.
Yeah.
And even though broken mirrors bring 7 years of bad luck,
if they're seeing a reflection of themselves, they don't understand it's a reflection. They think it's a competitor.
These headstrong birds will carry on about their ways with their feathers unruffled.
All right, so here's the deal. Experts tell us mating season typically starts at the end of March and can actually last until June.
Nice.
Wow. 3 months.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Good luck.
Wow.
So residents in New England should keep covering those mirrors. But finally, we now have Woody Woodpecker's origin story. Turns out, it's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
It's a family show. They're horny birds. We're trying to stay away from it.
Do chickens have large talons?
Some of them do.
Sounds like the birds were just horny.
Yeah, bud. Yeah, that's what we're all saying.
Kind of what we were insinuating.
It's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Yeah.
So some of the birds are having sex with the other birds? Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's it. Craig's expert analysis.
Okay, we learned something at 8 in the morning on the first meeting.
And very defensive.
Thanks, Craig.
Great work.
Why don't you tell us about the weather, Craig?
Yeah, we got a storm coming
this weekend, Craig.
Yeah, great, Craig.
Hey, that's what I think is happening. You're right, Craig.
But who's having sex with the chickens? Okay. So you got to cover your mirrors? That was a suggestion?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Because they'll see themselves and they think it's a competitor.
I'm not.
But let me ask you, Craig, a question, honestly.
That's Craig. Thanks, Craig. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Thanks, Craig.
You got it, Craig. Give the Greg Hill Show that drop. If you could. They could probably use that. It's a lot, Craig.
It's a really long mating season.
The aggressiveness.
It sounds like the birds are horny.
Right. Thanks, Craig.
I'm not covering my mirrors, I can tell you that. I'm going to roll the dice with these
Pileated woodpeckers.
Pileated woodpeckers. Yeah. Thank you.
Woody the woodpecker.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
It's the madness.
Every Tuesday, most Thursdays at this time here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. This time tomorrow, you got the week in review. I think we're unveiling something a little new there this week, if I'm not mistaken. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. We'll get back to Bill Jordan, Real Estate Holdings, how she's spending Bill's money. Plus, if you missed our plans earlier today, they're rudely interrupted by Drake May. If you missed our plans for Bill, because some are concerned about Bill.
A lot of people are concerned.
And his well-being.
Famous friends of his are concerned.
Charles Barkley concerned, for instance. So if Bill's looking to push away and get out of this relationship, we have some suggestions on how to do it. We go on the clock next.